to allow them to receive cosmic influence in the fourth density cycle. And that's because the planet is still, set within a matrix of energy fields in space, associated with other cosmic sources, other solar systems, or other stars and constellations and distant objects, distant points of energy. The planet needs to reconfigure its energy body to be able to receive that in the future. Then Ra talks about the human contribution or the human influence. The problem is human thought form, right? Human behavior is not the problem as much as the human thought forms which cause that behavior. And the evolution of human thought forms, collective consciousness, is very much bound up with the history, right, of the 3D souls from these previous civilizations, Mars, Maldek, other 3D planets that transited out of 3D that the souls couldn't go with. They missed their group. They lost their family. They had to come here. That's another form of wounding. And so the thought forms of humanity during this transition, which is now, basically show, you know, we can talk about the particulars of human thought, but from a higher level, what we see, what Ra sees, is a scattering throughout the spectrum of orientation. Orientation means polarity, means clear focus upon using energy, using our mind and energy, either with love or without, service to self or service to others, service to self, right? So what we see is that very few people are clearly polarized within humanity. And that shows up as easy to be controlled, not knowing the difference between love and control, thinking that being controlled is a sign of being loved. And not applying a standard way, a standard principle or a single principle of living to all our activities, meaning, you know, the soldiers globally or the military globally, who, not all, but many, who are okay with killing the enemy, but when they come home, they try to be good husbands and fathers. Or the businessman who's ruthless in the business place, but he tries to be a good husband back at home. It's selective morality, or the inability to consistently approach others or our engagement in society in a positive or negative way. You know, negative is just as good as positive in terms of orientation towards higher self, towards higher dimensions, towards harvest. You know, Ra doesn't really put the positive path above the negative, but they do say it's clearly less distorted and more in harmony with the intentions of the creator. Of course, you know, this whole creation is a product of infinite love. And so fourth chakra love, which is not infinite love, but it's the beginning of it, is more in harmony with the will, the being, the mind of the infinite creator, of course. But the negative path is fine, you know. When they asked Ra previously about disarmament, Ra said, rather than your toys needing dismemberment, your peoples need orientation. Which shows that at the level of higher self, there's no value judgment put upon the choice of positive polarity. And so, in my view, and you can consider it, any so-called channeling from other sources that say, you know, the people who are on the negative path will all be, you know, recycled or stopped or told they have to go on the positive path. That's not true, as far as I know. There is no value judgment at the level of unity that sees the orientation to seeking negativity as any lower than seeking positivity. However, it is more distorted. But it's a choice. I'm not, you know, arguing let's be negative, of course. But I'm saying, from the level of unity, you know, polarity is polarity. And that's why Ra didn't say, becoming able to become loving and positive. They said, instead of becoming able to grasp the needle and point the compass in one direction, which means move towards polarity, one way or the other. So this is a subtle point, and only a sixth density source would see the value equivalence of service to self and service to other, let alone be able to explain service to self, which, you know, you do not see, I don't see, in other New Age channeling. So it's an interesting point, and Ra is saying that humans here have basically not been able to polarize clearly and point their own compass in one way or the other. Let me jump into Derek's question. Derek says, don't the negative groups have to choose to go positive at six, or will they be recycled back? Yes and no. Negative entities who are six density negative, which is really, really negative, and they don't come here very much, actually have a choice. They either release the energy associated with the belief in separation. At that level, they've already disengaged from negative federations, and they're, because Ross said, they find no longer find any value in other selves. So controlling and dominating other selves has no value to them either. All they find is value in the one self. However, they still have a notion of separation. The only way they can progress is to drop it. Drop it. And realize that there's no separation between self and other self. That's all. They hit the wall. They're not going to get recycled. There is no recycling. This whole notion of recycling is misapplied. I believe there is some kind of recycling if the spirit complex gets permanently disorganized, but normally there's no recycling as far as I can tell. This is a long discussion. I think there are cases of recycling, but it's not as common, and it doesn't happen in this case. Because, you see, high level is great power. They're not, you know, messed up. They're very, very tight. Six density positive, six density negative is very together. Six density is, meaning very dense mind, light, energy, consciousness, and with a lot of capacity. But what they do is they choose to release the potential or the blockage of the lingering notion of separation, and then they jump positive and move quickly into unity or higher self, oneness. So back to this paragraph here. Therefore, Ross says, the entry into the vibration of love or vibration of understanding, so fourth density. Ross says, understanding is, in another place, they say, understanding is not of your density, meaning not of third density, meaning fourth density is the quality of love and understanding. Love equals understanding, which is another point for consideration. Love equals understanding. Unconditional love equals unconditional understanding. And the degree to which we don't meet all experience with love or acceptance is the degree to which we don't have understanding. Anyway, this entry into 4D is not effective, meaning not smooth, with our present society. The harvest, therefore, they expect, this is 1981, will be such that many will repeat 3D. Again, many repeat 3D. And they say the energies of your wanderers, teachers, and adepts are all bent upon increasing the harvest. However, there are few to harvest. And that's a very useful consideration, although it's kind of discouraging, which is they expect a low harvest. Personally, I would expect 10% or less. 10% is 600 million, 650 million. I think that would be that would be successful here, but it could be as low as 5% or 3%. Who knows? I don't know. Ross said it's meaningless to use numbers. There's no virtue in the counting, Ross said. So there's no virtue or heartfulness in being attached to the numbering. But I would say maybe 5 to 10%. Or less, who can say? But it's increasing now. So anyway, that's the first introduction to 4D Harvest. The second is this esoterics, and I'd like to read this, and if you have any questions, first of all, if you have any questions, jump in after that. or you can type them, write them here. Looks like everybody's still with us. So, Earth 4D Harvest Esoterics. This is also page 4. I'll read the quote. It's misleading to speak of gains and losses when dealing with the subject of the cycle's ending and greenery cycle beginning upon your sphere. It's to be kept in the forefront of intelligence that there is one creation in which there's no loss. There are progressive cycles for experiential use by entities. Among planetary harvests which yield a harvest of mind-body-spirit complexes, approximately 10% are negative, 60% are positive, 30% are mixed, with nearly all harvest being positive in the case of mixed. In the event of a mixed harvest, it's almost unknown for the majority of the harvest to be negative. When a planet moves strongly towards the negative, there's almost no opportunity for harvestable positive polarization. As the green ray cycle or density of love and understanding begins to take shape, yellow ray plane or Earth, the yellow ray Earth, will cease to be inhabited for some period of your space-time, as the space-time necessary for fourth density entities to learn their ability to shield their density from that of 3D is learned. After this period, there will come a time when 3D may again cycle on the yellow ray sphere. Meanwhile, there is another sphere, congruent to a great extent with yellow ray, forming. This 4D sphere coexists with 1, 2, and 3rd densities. It is of a denser nature due to the rotational core atomic aspects of its material. Positively oriented harvested entities will remain in this planetary influence, but not upon this plane. Okay? So again, Ra doesn't mince words, and every sentence has, rich food for thought. So, the first point is, it doesn't, the numbers don't matter. The gain, the loss, the idea that we want more harvest is true. Yeah, we're here to help. And yet, there's only one creation, and so nothing is lost in the larger sense. Those who can't receive the light of fourth density simply go to another planet in another solar system, at least for a while, to continue developing consciousness so that they can receive fourth density light and graduate at the right time, whenever they're available. So, green ray cycle is another term for fourth density, because heart chakra is green ray. Ra makes an exact one-to-one correspondence between densities and chakras. Keep that in mind when you look at other channel sources that talk about 12 chakras and include funny colors like pink and orange, or not orange, but pink and, aquamarine or something. This is sort of metaphysics on the fly, meaning new metaphysics that channels have basically developed by their own thinking, or channeling, they would say, not in accord with a standard 7-color model, which is, incidentally, the way the rainbow forms coming out of the prism, which is good enough for me to accept it as logoic plan or design, cosmic plan, divine design, which is that, look, put light into a prism and it comes out as 7. It doesn't come out as 12. It doesn't come out pink or aquamarine. It comes out in, whatever those standard colors are, which accord with the chakras, which in the case of, the higher are green, blue, indigo, and purple, violet, white, which is 7th. So, so they call it green ray, beginning upon your sphere. And again, they say there's one creation, there's no loss, and this is a lovely phrase. There are progressive cycles for experiential use by entities. And that's what we see, a progressive cycle for experiential use. It's a lovely encapsulation. So now we're talking about 3D harvests. Ra says 10% are negative, 60% positive, 30% mixed. Here on Earth, we have a mixed 3D harvest. They say it's unknown in a mixed harvest for the majority to be negative. And so in this case, it's true. On Earth, the majority is positive, the majority of the harvest. But when we say there are few to harvest, it means of 6.5 billion souls, maybe we have 5% or 3%. So now we're talking about 3D harvests. Ross says 10% are negative, 60% positive.